We're actually doing a lot of trial work with both new and very old. So some of our old varieties go back as far as Federation, so they're well over 100 years old now. The reason why we're looking at some of these old varieties of wheat or historic wheats is for their crown rot tolerance and to compare them with new varieties in the field and how they stack up in the presence of crown rot.
So I'm understanding that you're having a bit of a problem with crown rot resistance in some of these newer varieties.
That's right. Crown rot is our major soil-borne disease in the northern cropping region, and we feel that we've pretty much exhausted what genetics we have in new varieties with crown rot tolerance. So we're looking back at some of the old varieties back in the days when ploughing and burning was much more common, farming systems were different, and to see whether some of these varieties can perform better, whether there's some genetic merit in some of the old lines.
So, how do you go about getting your hands on some of these older varieties? Are they stored away somewhere in seed banks?
Yes, there is. There's an international seed bank, and the Department of Primary Industries has kept its own seed bank for a number of years as well. So it wasn't difficult for us to source enough to put into trial plots anyway.
Now, I know a little bit about seed banks, and I have recently done some stories about seed banks and discovered that you have to propagate these seeds from time to time to keep them fertile, to keep your germination rate. Are these wheats that people have been keeping ticking over, or have they just been sitting in seed for all this length of time?
Some of these varieties are kept. I'm not aware of anybody growing these lines commercially any longer, but people who keep seed banks do grow them and propagate that seed, so they have fresh material at least every few years. We initially were able to get about a matchbox full of each of some of these varieties and put them into single row trials and then harvest them and seed increase our own so that we've got enough to run a set of trials.
So, what are some of the oldest seeds, some of the oldest wheats that you're trialing?
Some of the things, well, we've got historic, and I have to be careful because some of our farmers are old enough to remember those. And some of them are, in fact, as old as I am, so I'm historic but not prehistoric yet. But there's varieties like Gacha, Gamenya, Tim Garland, Spiker, Federation, Halberd, off the top of my head.